There goes the Romantics, 93.7, the River, River City's classic rock, Dog and Joe show. Those damn millennials, they're up to mischief and no good again. And we've talked about this quite a bit on the show. Millennials, what they're trying to do is wreck and kill America.
Yeah, we are.
You can't see. You're not a millennial.
I am.
Millennials, they don't want to go to places like Buffalo Wild Wings. They despise places like Chili's. They hate places like Applebee's. They're not going out to dinner at these places. And these places, they're scrambling to find a gimmick or a way to bring the millennials and the young people back into the restaurants. This is pretty damn good. This is good. You remember a couple weeks ago we talked about Taco Bell. They're going to start having these cantinas. They're going to start serving booze at a couple of these Taco Bell locations.
A bit of an identity crisis happening with the Taco Bell Foundation. Great food, but...
Foundation!
They want to bring on bar scenes.
Yeah. I brought up the burrito bazooka.
Yeah.
And drive-by burrito wings. I came up with a whole host of ideas that they should implement rather than turning Taco Bell into a club.
We actually think that the heterosexual Anderson Cooper liked the idea. And possibly maybe getting Dog a burrito cannon.
Hey, how kick ass would that be? You're cruising by. You're going 75-80 on Cap City here by the Wonder Bread old facility. We go out on the patio and kaboom! A burrito just hits you right in the window.
You roll your passenger side window down, and I bet you if we start about that Tough Shed retailer firing at your vehicle, we could get one in there.
Here's the thing, too. If we started doing that, you got to make sure, if you are going eastbound, you got to make sure that the passenger side is down, but the driver's side window is up. Otherwise, the burrito will go right through the car.
You don't want that to happen.
No, you won't get lunch.
No.
And this is what they're doing now over at Applebee's. Applebee's trying to bring the millennials back in. They've got a thing called the Dollarita. And what this is a 10-ounce margarita for a dollar. And they think this is going to work. They just announced this over the weekend. And what Applebee's is doing is celebrating Applebee's Neighborhood Appreciation Month. So for the entire month of October, you get to go in $1 and you will get a Dollarita, 10 ounces of tangy, yummy, tequila-based margarita.
Wow.
A buck.
How do you beat that?
Well, you don't. They say this is probably going to be gangbusters, and this might be what Applebee's needs to bring people back to Applebee's. They think it's going to sell like hell. It's going to go crazy, they think.
What they got to let us in on is how many of them can we order in one sitting? Like, say you go into the Applebee's on a Friday night. Can you drink dollar margaritas till 2 a.m.?
I don't have any details. I don't have, like, what time it starts. I don't know how much booze they pour. It doesn't say what type of tequila. And sometimes they don't use tequila in margaritas. Sometimes they'll use wine. They'll use different spirits.
Well, I want tequila in mine.
Yeah, it doesn't say anything else except you get a 10-ounce Dollarita for a buck.
Well, you walk in there with $10, you're walking out punch drunk.
You walk in with $10, you're not walking out.
Yeah. You imagine if you had 10 margaritas in one night.
And a 10-ounce glass, that's no slouchy margarita.
No, that is smack you upside the head.
So I ask you this. People at Applebee's, people in our neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
We do a little after show on Friday. It's where we crack a beer, celebrate the week, and salute those River Rockers.
Don't tease a man.
Hey, I'm just saying it makes good promotional sense. Why not bring down some Dollaritas to the show so we can taste them? Let's see what these Dollaritas are really all about. They just announced them last week. Drive them down here to the iHeartRadio Media Megaplex. Put a straw between our lips. Let's sample these bad boys.
I'm going to quit the him hawing around about it. Please bring us
now. There's Thin Lizzy on the River.